Morning, everyone. So Angela's asked me to share my personal story, and because it is, I think, hopefully going to be helpful for you, helpful for what we're talking about today, and actually ties in very well with some of the points that came through in the kid's story about filters, you know, glasses, and God being distant. So, just to give you a really potted version of sort of my personal story. So, born in Australia, married to Angela, came across to the UK 12 years ago. Had been in Salvation Army all my life. Now, I dearly loved the Salvation Army, but it's not these days, not the most spirit-filled church. So my faith, my Christian experience was very much a action, evangelical, you know, that sort of focus. And the spirit, yeah, he sort of turned up in a few choruses occasionally, but that's about all we had of him. So we came across, and the last 12, 13 years have been, for me, just a remarkable sort of transformation journey. A lot of that has been both our involvement with Bethel and Sozo, and if you're not aware of what Sozo is, it's sort of spirit-led counseling, and I've sort of had the privilege of going to Reading a few times before the ministry really even started here, and having Sozo a few times. And I wanted to share just two things that, of the many sort of things that I've had breakthrough with Sozo. So the first one, I think it's a bit difficult to explain, but it's basically about emotion. So, without giving you the gory details, I'd pretty much reached the end of my 20s in a position where I was quite emotionally shut down. And life was very hard for me in a lot of ways. And so, what I basically did, I made a deal with myself. I would sacrifice the highs, the joys, to try and minimize the lows, and I would go for this sort of nice, flat, even trajectory. And it was below average, but it was better than, you know, that. And I mean, to give you an illustration, I sort of say the reason I don't support organized sporting teams is because I don't want my emotional well-being to be dependent on something that I have no control over. All right? And so I was all about control. All about control. So very much shut down. And it's kind of weird how that was, I don't think that was even a conscious decision. That was something that came unconsciously. Anyway, I went off to a Sozo and I was just saying, look, this is just not working for me. Christianity's not working. I do genuinely believe it. I have a strong faith, but I'm not feeling it. I'm not experiencing it. What's going on? And the conversation turned to emotions. And basically, the picture I was given by God, by the Spirit, was that I had an archiving box stuffed under a chair. And that's where the emotions were. And through that process, I was encouraged to bring that out, open it up, let the emotions out. And emotions was almost given a persona in that part. And I can't really explain why that worked or how that worked, but you know, I'm of the belief that I could have had 10 years of counseling in the natural and not got to grips with that. And I did have a lot of counseling, and I watched my brother have a lot of counseling. It's hard to get to grips with it, but in that moment, just something changed, and I it's intangible. I can't really explain it, but that's the power that God has to bring breakthrough in your life. So I just want to encourage you with that, you know, if something doesn't seem like it's working, go after God, ask Him to be the breakthrough. Don't strive for it, don't seek for it yourself, go for it yourself. The second illustration I want to talk about is about father relationship. So my father's a self-made man. He's a grumpy bugger. He really... edited out for the tape. That's all right, I'm an Australian. Low-level swearing is just part of the package. So, he... So my parents were divorced when I was about 10, 12, and we moved to a different city from Sydney to Brisbane so my mum could be back near her family, her relatives. And so I would get to see my dad maybe twice a year, big bus trip, 12-hour bus trip to Sydney, see him for 2 weeks, come back. So really not a great relationship and very sort of stern and, you know, I know he loved us and I know he... his three boys, and he really was proud of us, but it was an awkward relationship. And so I, again, reached this point where I just sort of said, well, yeah, God, Father God, yeah, he's great, you know, he's there, but he's a bit distant, and what relevance does he have to me? You know, I don't feel connected. And so through Sozo, you know, Sozo is very big on that relationship with Godhead, and I was able to basically break off those lies that my experience with my natural father replicated what my earthly father was. So, you know, and I genuinely did have that feeling that, you know, well, God's there, but he's not going to be able to help me with my issues. He's distant and he cares for me, but he's not relevant. And so I was able to really break into that. And again, it's just this strange transaction that happens that things change and you don't really know why they changed, but they do, and it's tangible. And the people who are close to me, and I would say that's a small number, but they can see the difference. And I would characterize it things like, I'm not a striver anymore. You know, being the person who had to be on my own and fix it on my own, and I had to strive and I had to earn approval, I had to earn affection, I had to do that. So striving is left gone, and rest, and you know, and I've had a long period of rest, long period of rest where I just sort of went, you know what, I'm not going to do anything. But and it's taken me a long time to get past that. Like, you know, I'd make a list of 3 action points on how to rest. It was just a bit sort of hard to break the habit. But and you know, I said, what's the one thing I need to do, God? And he'd just go, nothing. No, we're not going to let you do anything. You need to learn to rest, because God is good. God wants to be your everything, and he doesn't want you to try and make it work, because it doesn't work well that way. And so, you know, I have a joy that I didn't have before. I have a capability of being a much better father that I didn't have before. And, you know, things are very good. It's still a journey. And I've watched Angela. I think Angela's probably had more Sozos than anyone I've ever met, because she's developed a lifestyle of that. She's developed a lifestyle of talking to God, saying, oh, gee, this is a weird reaction. What's going on here, God? What's that about, God? What's the lie? What am I believing? Break that off to get true freedom. So I just want to encourage you all this morning to embrace this idea of transformation, God-led transformation, and it can come through all sorts of tools. You know, we are blessed in this church. We have all sorts of great things going on, Freedom in Christ, Sozo, many others. But I just want to encourage you that God is good. He wants good things for you. And, you know, the verse in Jeremiah 29, you know, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a hope and a future, plans to prosper you. That's his genuine heart for us. And I would just encourage you to seek him, let him do his work rather than you striving to fix it yourself.
Thanks, John. That's amazing.
Let me lead you into an encounter with the Father. If you want to sit, if you want to lie, if you want to visit any of those other stations, please do that. You might find it easier to close your eyes. It's up to you. Come into my glory. Expect a supernatural encounter in your life, because heaven's gates are open to you. Heaven's gates are open to you here and now. Many are content to remain outside, singing songs of praise, busy with a flurry of activity in my name. Yet all the time, heaven's gates are open to you, ready for a throne room encounter. There's an invitation this morning for a throne room encounter. Come up. Rest your weary soul. Cease from striving. Simply come. Your Father invites you and calls you to come, to enter means that all has been set in place, every veil taken away, every obstacle has been removed. Heaven's gates are open to you, ready for a throne room encounter. Can you sense the Father being with you? How are you experiencing him? He says to you, I have washed you. I have bathed you in my goodness. And I have cleansed the deepest place of your heart. It's not your holiness, but my grace that brings you in. That brings you in to a throne room encounter. So come closer to me, and I will come closer to you. Because heaven's gates are open to you. So where is the Father for you this morning? Do you sense him here? He might be on your left. He might be on your right. Above you, below you, all around you, inside you. Where is the Father for you this morning? Can you hear him? Can you hear him say to you, come close. He invites you to come close. It is an invitation, and it is one that you can either accept or reject. That's up to you. So just in your own way, say to your soul, rest. Say to your striving, cease. Say to your self-limiting beliefs, go. Say to your impossibilities, Jesus can do it. So what are those obstacles in the way? What do they look like for you? Are they wobbly? Are they wonky? Are they warped? Do you have filters that see God in a different way? Is your obstacle that you're shut down because that's safer? But you're shut down from receiving Father's love too? Just in your own mind, just maybe begin to name what your obstacles look like. What are your obstacles? Maybe that's numbness. Don't feel anything anymore. Maybe that's fear. Maybe that's, I've tried this too many times. Maybe it's your past. In your way, take your obstacle and hand it to Father. And watch what he does with those obstacles when you hand them to him. What does he do with it? and just ask, Father, what will you give me in exchange? I've handed you an obstacle. What do you give me in exchange? For some of you, it's strength to carry on. For some of you, Father will carry that burden for you, because the battle isn't yours. So what does he give you? What does that peace look like for you in your heart? What does it look like for you to go into the throne room? And meet with the Father. What's he going to say to you?